I can't imagine. I can do something. I can do something. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent.
Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, gets very emotional. And that's where we start this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. It was an emotional kind of day because I don't care if you wear an R or D on your chest. Listen, when people lose kids and their babies, they're 6 years old and they're gunned down in cold blood at a school, that is a unbelievable day for any parent. Then to hear the stories in person, to meet them, to talk with them, of course, you're going to feel, I would say, more than a little weepy. So not surprised at what Manchin tried to say. But this all goes back to the issue of guns and how far are we willing to go and how much are emotions dictating the push to try to maybe over-legislate guns and what we will or won't allow citizens to do in this country. Background checks. Background checks, depending on if there's an agreement in the Senate, there probably will be. In the House, probably won't be. So maybe this is all null and void anyway. But with background checks, what they're talking about, even Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, who went to the Senate floor and warned that universal background checks could ultimately lead to a national registry system for guns. And what he says is that one of the provisions that they'll see in the bill, based on what's happened in the last couple of years, is the idea of a complete registration system. So monitoring the guns, monitoring the rights that you right now have, thanks to the Constitution, the Second Amendment, pushing it out there. Remember what happened when the newspaper back east put the name of the people in the neighborhoods who had guns, and obviously there were houses that didn't have guns, so they left them painfully exposed. And it just frankly comes down to this. America is the land of the free, isn't it? We have a constitution for a reason. The more you give up certain fundamental rights, the more you cannot get them back. And ultimately, if you want to defend yourself, you should have the right to defend yourself. And my only thing is, I think we do have flawed laws. I think we do have to have laws. I think there are some obvious things that aren't happening there. But do we want government overreach? We don't want government overreach because we know that that doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it will fail us miserably. Is there a guarantee that if everything that is being suggested by the Senate proposal in gun legislation were to pass, if it were to pass and become a law, does that mean that we'll have a country where innocent people won't be gunned down? Does that mean that people who are out of their minds that decide that they're going to go to a college campus and open fire aren't going to have a weapon, aren't going to have the opportunity to do that? Is that the guarantee that we're getting? The answer is no. The answer is no. I think it really is about the right to defend yourself. And that's what we have to acknowledge. Self-preservation by the means that we know of, right? Unfortunately, it is unbelievably undeniable, undeniably depressing and really what happened in Newtown, Connecticut should not have happened. Adam Lanza didn't face justice because he took out his own life. It only took 14 minutes. Am I wrong on this whole background check thing? I think there should be responsible gun ownership in this country. Absolutely. One third of all Americans have a gun in their home to defend themselves, or they own a gun that they use for recreational use, and then if they would ever have to use it, they've got a gun in their home. So do we want to see all of that go out the window? Is there some kind of compromise that could be had here? Is there something that we're missing that we haven't looked at that would be more palatable for Democrats and Republicans to even vote on? Bottom line is, it is a very, very big show that's happening on all sides of this, of the gun issue. We already have some laws that have not effectively been put in play, and that would be the first thing. If that could happen, that would be great. So, yeah, do we want public safety? Do we want less violence? Of course. How many people who own a gun say, well, I don't care about the violence? No. No responsible gun owner I know liked what happened in Connecticut or liked what happened in Colorado. All of us were shocked and sickened by the stories and all the details that came out afterwards. But the answer is not some kind of a government overreach. And that's what it could turn into. Once you let the right slip away, it's very tough. Any lawyer would tell you this is very tough to get that back. And now we're talking about the Constitution. So if you completely took out the Second Amendment, where would we be then? Where would we be then? You have to ask yourself that. The bigger deal, I think, in Washington, since I don't believe any really strong gun legislation will pass anyway, is probably immigration. And that's because there's more of an agreement on immigration. The whole idea of some kind of a pathway to citizenship and figuring out what it'll take to have people that are already here, to give them legal status or have them on the road to legal status. There is absolutely more cooperation for that, and there are more possibilities to try to weed some of the bad ideas out and put some of the better ideas in play. So we could see some form of a new law. We could see some form of a new law coming down the pike in the next couple of weeks, because the Republicans know they have to be part of immigration reform in some sense. They have to weigh in on this, with the Hispanic population being such a large majority of the voting public. This is one you just can't turn your back on. Absolutely, there's no way. And the Republicans have to figure out a way to embrace the Hispanic community. It's in the numbers. It's what it is. They have to have the numbers. So how far are some of the Republicans willing to go in these discussions? Think of now what's happening with illegals who cut in line and how close they are to being legitimized. Ooh. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Some news you can abuse. He says, hey, Delaney, what happened to the abuse segment that you used to do on America Tonight? I miss it. So just for him, we're going to bring it back. By the way, if you want to weigh in on anything that I throw out, you can certainly do that. You know, we're talking a lot about guns because it's not just all the headlines, all the conversation. You're hearing this locally on all your stations. And all of you have opinions on the right to bear arms, or you think guns, if we could just get removed the so-called automatic weapons, wouldn't that ensure that we wouldn't have somebody that would have access to these high magazines? They'd go in and they'd be able to blow people away, unfortunately, sadly, like we've seen in two terrible incidents this in 2012, ending with what happened in Connecticut. But it still is as simple as this. If somebody wants to get that gun, they're still going to do it. If somebody is out of their mind, or just maybe not even out of their mind is the right word for it, they're seeking attention, they're antisocial. It seems more antisocial and in this crazy bubble when you look to the background of what the usually what the shooter falls into. If we were doing a profile of your typical shooter, loner guy, you know, unhappy, miserable with what's going on in their life, the lack of a path, or being denied something, or burning up furious with anger over something they perceive was done to them or something that actually happened to them. With those people, that white guy, because they fall into the white guy category. I talked to an FBI guy who is on that side of it, of really basically profiling and putting together a composite of what in the United States your typical mass killer. What is the description of them? And that's what they fall into, that loner category of people that are 20 to guys, men, that are 20 to 30 years old. So how do you red flag those people? They might not necessarily be on any kind of drugs. There might be no record of them with a history of any kind of mental illness. Anyway, in honor of Tank, I want to do a little news you can abuse. And remember, you can always throw in your comments, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This was a crazy story that I happened to see somewhere. I was reading a bunch of odd things, and I've had this discussion with several people about dentists and how dentists have this monopoly on trust or fear. It's probably fear. You don't want to go to the dentist. You don't want to go to the dentist. People avoid the dentist, so the dentist really can make out because people will have so many things wrong with them. They don't do a lot of preventive medicine. They try to avoid medicine, that, you know, dental, any kind of dentistry. And then they have to go ultimately because they have pain in their tooth and they can't get rid of it or something else is happening. They need to have a root canal. And they go, they sit down in the chair, and then they find out that they're going to be billed for some crazy number. This happened to my husband. He got a recommendation for a dentist, went, sat in the chair, took x-rays. You would have thought all his teeth were going to fly out of his mouth. They wanted to charge him $10,000, some crazy thing. I mean, I bet some of you have stories like this. So there's a story about a 21-year-old man who was in the hospital for a couple of days. He had an infection, and he got that infection because of his dentist in Indianapolis. The dentist is not really talking on this one, but Christopher Christ said his dentist took out 29 teeth that he didn't want pulled when he was sedated. So he pulled all of his teeth out. Well, how does that happen? How do you go to the dentist and have all of your teeth pulled out? There was another story after the story aired about this autistic man having all these teeth pulled. Then others came forward to talk about this dentist at a place called Amazing Family Dental. Amazing amount of teeth missing when you leave, something like that. So a woman goes to the same dentist, her name was Rose Hill, to take care of one tooth that was bothering her. The dentist pulls the entire bottom row. How do you pull the entire bottom row? Oh, that's awful. They got to shut this guy down. He's got to be out of business, and they got to level some legal action his way. I'm not about suing, but in this case, I would sue because you're going to have all new teeth. I mean, these people are going to have choppers as a result of that, and who knows, something different could have been done. Certainly sounds like in the case of the woman and probably the case of the guy who went in and had all the teeth pulled. Be careful with dentists. I'm sure there are good ones out there. Make sure you get a good recommendation if you got to go to the dentist, because you don't want to end up in that situation. And then when they have you and you're sitting there and you have no idea and what they're going to charge you and you're stuck, ooh, that can be pricey. And that's a lot of times that's not covered. A lot of people don't offer dental plans anymore. That used to be the norm, but they're not doing that now. The other story that came out of California that is just awful. Imagine this for a second. I want you to imagine this. I go to Home Depot probably, because I guess I have a feeling that sometime in my life I'm going to get handy. So I go to Home Depot just to look at all the cool stuff that I have no idea or time to use. But anyway, you go to Home Depot, you're in an L.A. Home Depot, you're walking around, and this guy deliberately cuts himself with saws right in front of whoever happens to be there at the time. What happened was, he was, the way the story goes, he was in the store on Wednesday, grabbed a bunch of hand saws and cut his arm to the bone. He was found unconscious, because of course they started calling police. He was found unconscious in a pool of blood. an off-duty paramedic was shopping there and was able to help. He could pull things from the shelves and put tourniquets on both arms. So he was in surgery. He didn't have any kind of ID on him. He couldn't answer any questions. They don't know his name. They don't know anything. They don't even know why he cut himself. But how shocking would that be that you're simply in a Home Depot and all of a sudden this starts to happen? And can you stop the guy? I mean, do you try to get in there and grab the saws? And obviously nobody could stop him. And so ultimately he had done himself so wrong that he fell over and now had to go to the hospital and everything else that entails. Wow. Well, crazy things are happening, I'm telling you. And I know there's this push to have all positive news, but this is America. This is some of the things that are going on that you can't believe. All right, and finally this one, I can believe this. If you're superstitious at all, you know the whole thing about the Cubs and, you know, the jinx of the Cubs, and they keep thinking that if they could just shake it off. At one point they had a pet goat, if you remember. That was in the 90s. Well, this was taking that whole goat thing to a different level. A package was sent to Chicago Cubs owner Tom Ricketts. It arrives Wednesday afternoon. The package had a severed goat's head in it, and it was had his name on it, all that stuff. It was delivered outside the stadium. I guess Ricketts never saw the package. Cubs would have to take that seriously because, you know, who's sending him this goat head in a box? And he's negotiating, Ricketts, with the city and the people in that neighborhood about renovating Wrigley Field, which is always a touchy thing. So, you know, Chicago legend says a restaurant owner cursed the Cubs when they wouldn't let his pet goat into Wrigley Field. That's why the one year they had the pet goat. So who sends a severed goat head in a box to the Wrigley owner? Somebody that has an axe to grind, I would assume. Let's put it that way. All right, it's time for some numbers. Numbers next. We can count.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After all, it is always about the numbers, isn't it? The numbers it takes to pass a bill, the numbers that have you seeing red when you get your property taxes, so on and so forth. Not all numbers, though, have to be necessarily negative ones, although I am going to start with some that aren't too pleasant. Can't imagine what that would be like to come out and find that your tires were slashed. Bummer, huh? Check out what's going on in California. Got a bunch of luxury cars. Somebody has an axe to grind. They are slashing Cadillac CTSs, Mercedes-Benz, BMWs. They say they're targeting 528s. And in an area of L.A., within a three-day period, 15 cars had all four tires slashed. 15 for tire slashing in a short amount of time, I think, is a big deal. That means you cannot leave your car outside. You have to have a garage. And, you know, maybe there's something more to that story as they're investigating and trying to figure out who went through. Was it just somebody that decided we're going to hit a whole bunch of cars? It's kind of like the keying of the car, but even worse. Or is it go a little bit more beyond that? Is it something personal with the neighborhood? They really don't know, I guess, at this point. One thing we do know is I don't like cruises. There is no way Carnival, who has slashed their prices, could get me to get on one of their boats. A four-night trip on Carnival's Inspiration, leaving Miami on April 22nd, cost $149 a person. That includes meals and sodas and water. Wow. The lowest nightly rate at a Motel 6 chain was $39.99. So if you figure out how much that is, it's way less. That's incredible. But who's going to get on that boat? Who are the people going to be on that boat? Because they took such a hit. They took the hit last year after the Costa Concordia ran aground off the Italian coast, killing 32 passengers. The floating Triumph also hurt. So I guess they figure, hey, we might as well get some people on the boat and try to get people excited about cruising. They also have a five-night trip on the Triumph out of Galveston, Texas, with stops in Cozumel and the Yucatan, $289. So that'd be $58 a night, and that's an October departure. Wow. I mean, that is down, down, down. I still wouldn't want to take advantage of that offer. I don't know about any of you, because I have no desire to end up on a floating barge where they have to tug us in, where you can't use the bathrooms, you're sleeping on the decks, and you just want to get off the boat. I'm smart enough to realize that that's an anomaly and doesn't happen all the time, but I don't like the idea of being on the boat the whole time anyway. I'd rather go someplace and then just explore it from there. Stolen. What do people steal? Jewelry, TVs, valuable things, right? When they go and rock a house up. But how about these criminals they're hunting for in New Jersey? They left behind. Police in New Jersey are on the hunt for criminals who left behind some clues. But they stole $100,000 worth of hamburger patties. $100,000 worth. So 3,000 cartons of hamburgers, patties that were already packed, that were going to the Netherlands. It happened between 8 at night and 10 in the morning. They had to know that that's a true hamburger, by the way. They had to know that hamburgers were in the processing plant where they broke in. But odd that that's all they stole, I guess. There was other things that were there that they could have, more meat that they could have taken. But somehow, I mean, maybe they're just going to have a big old block party. We just want that meat. But the price tag on that, that's not good. And they did leave a few trails behind, so it might not be too long before their barbecue or their plans are spoiled. Stocks soaring again on Wednesday. The Dow and the S&P, new record levels. New record levels. The Dow Jones rallied 128 points, or 0.88%, finishing very, very high, thanks to some things, some news by like Merck and Pfizer. The S&P 500 jumped up 19.12 points, or 122%, to close pretty high, too, at all-time, one of their all-time highs. The Nasdaq surged, because, you know, usually when the other two surge, so does it. And part of that was because healthcare and tech companies had some super positive news. Right now, the market is hot, hot, hot. And it's always a question of when is it going to cool? When are we going to see the big dip happen? When does it take its next drop? I always say it's legalized gambling, right? You have to diversify, but you just have to know that you've got dice in your hands, my friends, when you are putting stuff in the market. My hometown, Philadelphia. Oh, I hate hearing about these flash mobs. But so it seems this is the fun thing to do. When warm weather comes, large groups of students gather in Center City and cause problems with people that are walking and minding their own business. So the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office has charged 10 juveniles with conspiracy, obstructing highways, failure to disperse, and disorderly conduct. All are scheduled for a detention hearing. They were arrested after they decided they were going to do one of those flash mob things. They were the ones that were picked out of the crowd. They gather around in a hub, and then all of a sudden they start running down the streets, and then that's when the police come in and try to grab who they can. The kids that are caught say, oh, well, it's peer pressure. You want to do what the other kid is doing, but that's no excuse. They knock people over. They grab things from people and generally scare them. Not a good thing for the city of brotherly love, living up to the slang nickname of brotherly shove when they're roughing up tourists or other people who are just minding their own business trying to get from point A to point B without any problems. That keeps people away from the downtown. Maybe we're all tired of American Idol. I have to say, I'm not a big fan. I know who the singers are, but I never really watched. If you catch me in some off time, chances are I'm watching a spy kind of movie or some kind of television show that I got hooked into, some series perhaps, right? Like Downton Abbey would be on one end of the spectrum, Breaking Bad the other end. But I wouldn't be watching people sing. It's just not my thing because I think they make fun of them and it just doesn't interest me. But a lot of people like American Idol. It's in its 12th season. They're averaging 15.4 million viewers. But do you know this show, American Idol, used to grab about 25 million at its heyday, 32 million. So now the network, which is Fox, is complaining about the ratings. I think part of that is because they're just looking for kooky people who are the judges to add to what Idol's about. And they switched so many, and Simon Cowell, love him or hate him, was pretty popular, and after he left, you started to see it get lower and lower and lower. And the show has some competition from another show called The Voice. And there, it's not so much about the looks and all the whole packaging thing. It's about the way they sing. Maybe we're just kind of tired of the whole singing thing. I'm not sure. People have moved on to other things. I mean, 12 years for American Idol and a big run, I'd say that's a pretty successful show. You look at now the kinds of reality television that have been spawned. It's unbelievable how big reality television is. And because we have a gazillion channels, it's a lot harder to keep attention for a very long time in the world of reality this, reality that. It's hard to mix things up and keep people's interest. Duck Dynasty is the big show now for reality TV. And these are guys that they're not so much worried about the dough, and they're just doing goofball-y things, and people are just hooked into Duck Dynasty. It's pretty wild. And this is our final We Can Count. An Oregon man was pinned under a 3,000-pound tractor. And what's really cool about this, and could have been disastrous, is that his teenage daughters saved him. So you think of the crushing weight of the tractor. And what they did, this happened over the weekend, he was working on pulling a stump out of the ground with the tractor. The machine flipped over, pinned him to the ground. The daughters, he called out, the daughters came running, and they started digging as fast as they could. They called 911. They couldn't wait for the emergency crews, so they each grabbed the side of the tractor and started lifting. They made some headway the seventh time they tried to do it, and they lifted it up. He was able to wiggle out. His arm was still pinned, but they got the shovel to lift him completely out of it. So all he had was a broken left wrist. Wow. Good daughters to have, huh?
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Tonight, joining us now in our virtual green room is Kat Timpf from Campus Reform. Campus Reform, just so you know, is a site for college news and a watchdog, and I love this, to our nation's higher education system, fraud, waste, all that kind of stuff. And they've gotten a video of a professor of an election law class at USC taken by a student on his cell phone. The professor calls the Republican Party stupid, racist, and losers, and he also seems to endorse the illegal suppression of Republican votes and claims that Republicans took the election from Al Gore. So, and a whole bunch of other disparaging things as well.
Yes.
So, Kat, tell us about that, because that's all over YouTube, and more people are clicking on it. I don't know how many hits it has now, but I know a lot of people, a lot of eyes are going to it. Tell us more about this story.
Well, this is actually a video compiled from multiple lectures, right? So this is a professor who, over and over again, is using class time to say terrible things about conservatives or Republicans, old, white, racist losers, you know, encouraging, you know, accidentally losing the information of Republican voters in the mail, saying that the Republicans stole the election from Al Gore. You know, and this is at the University of Southern California, right? This isn't at, you know, some small, you know, little school.
Sure. And so, so a student, tell us about that. The student, as I said, a student had, was able to get this on the cell phone and put it together. And what's been the reaction that you know surrounding this?
Well, it depends. Some people obviously don't care. Some people are outraged by it. It's kind of funny because just recently, the California Association of Scholars compiled a report, which we wrote about this on Campus Reform, saying that there's obvious bias in the University of California system. And, you know, the board said, no way, we don't know what you're talking about. And if you look at things like this, and it's kind of like, well, this is what we're talking about. So, I mean, I just kind of encouraging as many people to check it out, go to Campus Reform, look at it, and kind of get mad about it if it makes you upset, because a lot of people are, you know, fine with it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, on both sides of this coin, there have been other people for heavy political opinions that have been anti the Obama administration have lost their jobs, you know, professors.
Right.
So now
exactly.
Here's the other side of this. So why isn't something done about this?
Right. And I mean, the only reason that would make sense is obviously because it is on the other side. And there's, you know, obviously stories of numerous examples of this all over the United States. And that's what Campus Reform does, is kind of track these and kind of horrifying to look at, but it's important to look at too.
Yeah. So the student who actually shot these didn't want to talk because why?
Well, because obviously at the University of California, you would probably, he or she would not be very popular for shooting something like this. And you can sit in a classroom, class after class after class, and have this professor say all these things and have people keep going to the class and keep listening, keep attending, have it not be a problem. Clearly, this student is afraid. And maybe, you know, it seems if this professor is thinking all these things, he doesn't want to fail the class. I mean, clearly, his opinion of not thinking this okay is not a popular one there.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what happens as this gets sent around a little bit more in Trojan territory. There's another story also that'd be worth asking you about, too, because there's a professor at Midwestern State University, which is not too far from where our satellite facility is in Wichita Falls, Texas, who's actually being looked into for forcing students in a graphic design class to create anti-gun posters for an anti-gun campaign she's launching. Ooh, that's a big no-no, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge no-no. Texas law says a state officer or employee can't use official authority for any political purpose. And they were investigating it, but we actually just got an email back today from the school, from Midwestern State, saying that their investigation found basically that what this teacher didn't really do anything wrong, that, you know, yes, there was a poster project, but the students just could use this topic, and it was not intended to promote specific political point of view. But that's obviously not true. She required every student to include the URL to her anti-gun petition on the posters. And she took these posters, and she put them up all over the school, and she took the pictures of the students making the posters, which are available on Campus Reform, and put them on her anti-gun, you know, website or Facebook page and around the school to kind of give the illusion that this many students are supporting that.
Yeah, wow. And so obviously there's a big difference there between someone supporting it, somebody doing it for the class, and then the confusion obviously as well at MSU too, because MSU, I mean, what the professor is Professor Jennifer Yukis, the work is promoting, as we're talking about here, anti-gun petition. MSU is an anti-concealed carry on campus kind of place anyway, so they've started
right.
A whole thing with Facebook and all that sort of stuff. But as you said, it's a violation of Texas law, and that's the key thing, because there really is a violation here.
Well, right, and that's what it comes down to, really. I mean, it is against the law, and I would suspect that if it was any other sort of thing that she was promoting, that it might have been different, you know, because gun rights are so under attack right now. But, you know, just requiring every student to put the URL to her personal, you know, anti-gun petition, that is an obvious promoting a specific political point of view, which is against the law. And, I mean, she's still teaching students, and she should not be teaching students.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about Campus Reform, because I'm sure some people listening might not have heard of the organization and your website and all that kind of stuff. Tell us some of the things that you do.
Right. Well, campusreform.org, basically what we do is we read student newspapers. We get emails from conservative students on campuses. We, you know, look at different Facebook pages, different groups, and kind of are cued into what's happening on campuses around the country. And we look for bias, abuse, waste, and fraud on college campuses and kind of expose it, really. There was a college in California, for example, that was, you know, going to fund bringing a porn star to campus. The University of Tennessee was going to spend a lot of taxpayer money on its sex week. And both of these schools kind of, they completely took away that funding based on us drawing awareness to it,
wow.
People getting mad about it. So
yeah.
We really just encourage people to go check it out. And you might be surprised to see that there's something like this going on at maybe where your son or daughter is going to school that you have no idea this is what you're spending your money on. And, you know, you just have, or if you're just a taxpayer in one of the areas of the school that you're spending your money on that. And, you know, it just to kind of know, and you can make a difference because it has happened before based on stories that have appeared on our website.
Yeah, so, again, it's campusreform.org. And you really, it's all kinds of different things that you're finding at schools as you cull through all these papers and talk to people. Because I even saw something there about UC San Diego banning smoking and smokeless tobacco on campus.
Yes, smokeless tobacco, exactly. So not just cigarettes. You know, so it kind of sends the whole environmental carcinogen angle out the window if you can't use smokeless tobacco on campus either. Yeah, that was at University of California Riverside starting on September 1st. And every single University of California school, every campus will have the same rules starting on January 1st.
Yeah, wow. And you know, that flies under the radar if people aren't paying attention to that. You even, you know, as you said, there's people listening to us all over the country. We've got affiliates right in this area, University of Rhode Island. You talk about police who actually had to respond to a campus shooting, or at least a scare anyway, and they were unarmed. And why were they unarmed? Because of the anti-gun policy, right?
Exactly. And you know, there's this whole idea that, I mean, some people think, okay, if you can't have guns, then great, criminals won't have them in these anti-gun zones. You know, not everybody thinks that. Not everyone thinks that simple. And those people are kind of under assault for their views, and particularly on college campuses.
Yeah. Do you, you know, you'll go through the information, you'll talk to people. Do you also have groups on campus or are people affiliated with it?
Yes. Well, we're affiliated with the Leadership Institute, who does, like, you know, training programs like broadcast journalism schools, one I went to when I was in college, things like that. So we are in tune with these students. And a lot of times these students will email us and call us, say, hey, this is going on my campus. I'm really upset about this. What can I do about it? And sometimes the students do want to remain anonymous because they're afraid of having a miserable X number of years left at their school. But this is how we find out about these things that we wouldn't have otherwise found out about, because the school does do such a great job of keeping it quiet. Like this anti-gun thing, the school had her take down her Facebook page. We already got screenshots of it. We already have all these pictures of all these posters, which kind of also seems to suggest the school knew this wasn't really the right thing to be doing.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting stuff. Kat Kemp, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Yes, thanks for having me.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.